Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Need to get something off my chest right at the front of the show simply because this is important. And I've been thinking about this probably for an incredibly long period of time. And, you know, I know we've got a lot of world affairs going on, lots of stuff for people to talk about. But the fact is that I really just want to get this out of my system because I think it's important. And I think it's important, and it's maybe a public service that I offer the Mike O'Mara Show listeners, because this is something that I think should have been addressed a long time ago, and it's something that's a scourge on our nation.
Well, this is a good forum for it, Mike. You're reaching a lot of people, a lot of concerned people, and you're going to touch the hearts of lots of people. And if it helps you, it's going to help them.
There are people in America that prefer ice cream over cake.
This is true.
You have cake people, you have ice cream people. I think that's really when you break down the standard, let's say, social gathering type of dessert. I don't think you count pie.
I don't know. I think cake versus pie is another, it's another arena.
Cake is pie, so, but you know, you say, what do you want? You want cake or ice cream? You know, and people say, I'll have cake, I'll have ice cream. That's what you say.
The true benchmark is if you have a podcast named after one of those, and the only one I know of is Cake and Cookies.
That's yeah. true.
Now, a short time back, Carl and I went to the Farmers Fisher's Bakery. Am I getting the name right of the restaurant?
Farmers Fisher's Expensive Restauranters.
Expensive restaurant.
Farmers Fisher's Can't Find Your Car restaurant.
Yes.
Now, come on, now you see, you're poo-pooing a place that I really think deserves
the car situation is on you.
Yeah, it's totally
because
on
you're responsible
you went to the wrong door.
No. For knowing
but
where
why
you come
why would
out
it
of.
Also outwit Jimmy? A very bright man.
Jimmy yeah. has too there much alcohol in his system to figure right. out where anyone's car yeah,
I'm
is.
I'm surprised he didn't walk into the river.
He wouldn't be driving if he'd had something to drink.
And you know what? Hey, Pony, we should have invited you to come along on that. But you lived yeah. in Fairfax and you wouldn't have wanted to leave.
He didn't want to come out.
Yeah, I know. It would have been a free brunch.
It's time for you to yeah. come out.
I want to.
He was just rolling out of bed with a Hanson's.
That's right.
So
he's saying, hey, lady, can you find the sugar glider?
I will talk about the gathering we had, the social gathering we had gross. At O'Mara Residence South. I'll do that maybe in the body of the
okay.
show if I find time with other cousins. But one of the things purchased was something that I am totally against, and I haven't really railed against it. But I think it's a scourge in dessert circles, and I don't think it deserves to be even mentioned. And the thing about it, there have been television shows about it. There have been many television shows about it. And I'm here to tell you, I think on the scale of desserts, the greatest crap dessert ever invented in the history of mankind is the cupcake. I think the cupcake is crap. I think the cupcake is a ripoff. I think the cupcake is cheating. I think the cupcake was designed by lazy people who didn't want to take the time to bake a cake and like stack it and put icing in between. I think they wanted to put it in a little muffin tin and just say, here, look at this. There's nothing about the cupcake that is pleasurable or enjoyable. And if you think there is, you're being snowed. You're being conned. The cupcake is crap. I will say my piece and then I will open up the floor for discussion. But let me just say this. What is a cupcake? It is about a 2-inch cake that comes out of a muffin tin.
Sure.
And then they eat like 7 gallons of frosting and they it on
oh,
top.
Oh, no, no, no.
And they pile on 3 inches of frosting. So in order for you to successfully eat the modern cupcake requires you to just lick like some sort of dog pure buttercream frosting before you can even attempt to get a bite of cake. And I'm here to tell you, it's not pleasurable, it's not satisfactory, and I have never in my life ever enjoyed a cupcake on any level. It can't be enjoyed. A piece of cake, Now, if you cut a nice piece of cake and the frosting and the cake is nicely balanced and you put that into your mouth, you're having a pleasurable experience.
A layer cake, but particularly.
But what do we have? We have Georgetown Cupcake. We have Cupcake Wars. Welcome to the Cupcakery. Welcome to Cupcake. Welcome to Annie Fat's Cupcake Shop.
Okay, question. You know, before we address these point by point, there's one that I have to
ask. Do we want to address our connectivity? Is that what we want to address?
No, you sound great.
You're doing great.
Good. I'm glad I do.
What about for, say, a birthday in an elementary school? You can't really bring a cake in for a birthday.
Yeah, you can't, can you? You know why? Because that would require effort, Mommy. That would require effort.
Oh,
yeah. That's what it is, Daddy and Mommy. That would require, yeah, that's it. That what you just nailed it. You nailed what it's all about. It's not for providing the little kitties. Oh, God forbid I had to bring a cake into the school and cut it with a knife. Oh, my elbow hurts. Oh, my God. No. Let's bring a Tupperware-covered crap pan with a bunch of these crap cupcakes. Oh, I put sprinkles on them, and then give the little junior. They each get their own one. That's like everybody getting a goddamn trophy.
Well, I don't think it's just like that. Because
the cupcakes suck, Rob. They suck. I'm sorry.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, they're overrated, and they're trendy, but I think properly
done. No, trendy. I mean, they've been around for a million years.
No, but you got to know they're red hot now.
You've got the DC Cupcakes on TLC, which is a television show, which is based on Georgetown Cupcakes,
yeah, it's
which
like
is
easy. Let's make cupcakes.
You've got sprinkles, cupcakes.
Real pastry chef.
You know,
that's difficult.
Mike,
making a Grand Marnier souffle, that's difficult. Not crapping a bunch of batter into a pan and then throwing buttercream frosting on it and go, here's my special peanut butter nougat cupcake.
Mike,
that I designed.
Can you imagine bringing a Grand Marnier souffle into a second grade class?
Oh, they'd love it. You didn't tell them what it was.
You have to order it right before math, though, so it's ready after English.
Get by the whole booze thing.
It's true.
Just briefly, I've asked people why they love cupcakes so much, because when relatives and now friends come to the neighborhood, they say, can we go to the big line at Georgetown Cupcake?
Yeah, when I turn right to come here, I turn left up 34th Street.
Marketing,
always a line,
television,
right.
The magic 33rd, box. Yeah. What if it was Georgetown Cake, and you went in and got a nice slice of cake with the icing balanced, not just...
There is a cake store down the street that's similar to Georgetown Cupcake, separate entity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer I always get is cupcakes are great for portion control. You can just get one and you're done. You don't
portion
have a full,
control.
We don't
is
have a full.
Crap.
We don't have a full
you
cake in front of
three.
Us.
You can get three
if you like.
If you like,
but
you can get
but
three.
You can just get
you
one to
but
go.
But I'm talking about eating. If you get the modern cupcake, you can't take a bite of it. If you took a bite of a modern cupcake, if you like, I'm gonna enjoy the cake and the icing in one bite. You'd have icing in your hairline.
Yeah. Well, that depends on that depends on the cupcake. Because there
like
is
a dirty birdie.
See, but they're
listen,
all like
no,
that.
Not all.
They all
they're
the
no,
they all
no, 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 no. There is a place. There is a bakery.
Oh God! All right,
in Leesburg.
All right, Arbuckle. Go ahead. Let me know where they are.
You see, he's making a fat joke right there.
Who's Arbuckle?
Fatty Arbuckle. Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle.
I have no contact.
Silent film star.
Roscoe
Fatty Arbuckle.
Roscoe B. Coltrane. That's all I got.
Roscoe.
But if you go to
Rob is a fat beagle.
If you go.
You win by knowing his first name.
Mike, he was slandered in a sexual, there was a lawsuit, there was a scandal. It turned out he was innocent and he never
being a pedophile.
No, of raping a girl, I believe, with some sort of object, but he was found innocent.
A cupcake.
We're talking about cupcakes.
This is a family show.
He was found innocent.
Why would you find that fun fact something you'd want to share?
No,
with
us? But you see, here's the deal. He was
talking
innocent.
About Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle.
Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle. Google it. He was found innocent, but his career never recovered.
But do you feel like you have to share that with someone that was wondering what happened to Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle
it's
right now?
It's bedrock of his career. I mean, it's really, it's at the foundation of the story. Don't bury the lead, Oscar. You don't want to hear about him being in a silent show.
Are you going to talk about cupcakes without a lot of icing?
Right.
Where the hell do you find those?
You see, growing up, and I was always a fan.
I'm in a grocery store trying to find a grocery. Now, growing up, I'm talking about today's
but
modern
this is,
cupcake.
I'm saying this because it's important to today's modern cupcake.
Worked up about this, Rob.
I can tell.
What roadside fruit / cupcake stand did you run where you had the best cupcakes in the world?
When I was growing up, who didn't love the Hostess cupcake that had, you know, the
different product.
Yes.
Not germane to this discussion.
No, it is. Because if you go to Sweets Bakery in Leesburg, they've recreated that cupcake. With a higher quality of icing, a higher quality of filling.
That is a spectacular. Now, let me just say, I don't even consider that a real cupcake. That is a spectacular kid's snack.
It's a pastry.
That is
here.
That is
it
the
says cupcake on
I know,
the package.
I understand. But I am talking for this discussion. I'm talking about the modern cupcake.
Well, this is a modern cupcake that includes a buttercream filling and ganache.
But it's an exception to the rule. It's an exception to the rule.
Then all I'm asking
most
is for this. I'm just saying, please.
Most cupcakes have two cups of icing.
That's true.
On a thimble full of cake.
It's a frosting delivery system.
You might as well walk into that bakery and say, excuse me, could you take this Dixie cup and poop out some icing into it and just give me a plastic spoon, please?
He's named Barry. I just got diabetes.
It's delish.
Yeah. But you know what? Some people have said the secret to the modern cupcake, and I hate to be put in the position of defending it, but it is a popular item. What some people do is break it in half, turn it around, and
right.
almost make like an icing sandwich.
Okay, all right. You know what? First of all,
I've never done that myself.
I don't have time to have you hear your story about making love to a cupcake. I'm talking about the delivery process.
Hey, Mike,
taking,
I may have gotten aroused, but I never completed.
So I'll give you the ones we
when
got.
Do you
Carla
guys
got
lose
for the kids
your toes?
Last night. For the what? I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry. What do you guys, when do you guys lose your toes?
Never.
Here's the thing. Carla gets cupcakes for the kidlings that were coming over last night. Do you know what it's like when you go to the local public giant Safeway and you sit there and they give you a yellow, dry, horrible cupcake
yes.
with 7 inches of frosting
crap
on top.
Frosting because it's grocery store frosting.
That's
food colored blue and you know they dive into it and then I've got three kids running around like they've got heart conditions because their lips and half their faces are completely blue and there's icing on the floor and they're not. It's they're terrible.
What
they
you need to
terrible,
do is
they look terrible. They're functionless. Come on,
distract the children by showing them a film of Roscoe, Fatty Arbuckle.
Fatty Arbuckle. No, I
now
really
kids,
believe
he
I
was.
Really
he was found innocent.
He was cleared of all charges.
The thing is, though, in order to enjoy a cupcake, you would really have to put it on a plate, as Rob says, cut it in half, mix it up, put it through. It's not designed to be eaten with your hand in one sitting. You can't do it, especially with these obnoxious cupcake wars cupcakes they have now, where they put all the crap
well,
on
I don't even like. I don't like war in any way.
Even the high-end cupcakes, to me, are not a great confection. You know what's great is a really wonderful cake that's constructed properly.
Favorite flavors?
What, of cake?
Yeah, if you had to have one cake, what would it be?
Hollymer cake. No, I'm sorry.
I'll have an Arbuckle chiffon.
Would you like to know? And
yes.
I'll give him a plug. The restaurant we went to. Go to Farmers, Bakers, Fishers, Sewers.
Apple peaches,
makers,
pumpkin pie.
Post office workers.
Yes.
Go to that restaurant in D.C. and ask for, I think it's called a swim in Lake Smith or something like that. And they give you chocolate cake, yellow cake with chocolate icing and it's like a chocolate ganache on it. And then they put it in a bowl with about a quarter inch of hot cocoa on the bottom. And it is the greatest cake dessert I have ever had in my life in any restaurant, and I'm not exaggerating. That is the truth. That's how good that is, Rob. After work, just go down there one day and just order a dessert. It's that good. It's that incredible.
I really hate to play to type, but I will.
Yes, it's delicious. It's really, really over the top delicious.
We've and saved you a table, Mr. Spiewak.
Right, cupcake. Cupcakes.
When we get back from the holidays, I'm going to bring in some cupcakes.
And why do we have to wait that long? You know, my dad's brother, Bruce, he was a bartender for many years in Florida. He has lots of great stories that he tells.
Bruce Valanche, right?
That's my father's brother, Bruce Valanche.
Bruce Valanche.
When he was in high school, he made cupcakes for the first time, and he called their mom. And he said, Mom, I finished the cupcake. She said, that's good, Bruce. He says, all right, now how do I put the paper wrappers on them?
So he didn't
put them in the pie tin. He expected to put them on afterwards.
And that's another thing. You know, you have to secure them. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that with a cake. You need a big knife and you cut it. So I just think it's crap. I think cupcakeries are crap. And
cupcakeries?
We had one in Manassas where, you know, they bought like a real bakery. And then the two housefrows came in that were going to have their cupcake-a-thon, and you walked in, and they had, like, one in the window. You know, it's like, I said, do you have any cupcakes? No, we haven't. They'll be out later. Yeah, because you didn't prepare, and you didn't get up early, and you didn't know what real bakers do. You just decided you're going to throw your batter into an oven and just come out with, like, a peanut butter chocolate chip cupcake crap fest.
I bet if you went in, you could say, hey, did you drink any wine last night, you little freak?
Yeah,
the answer would be affirmative. Yeah,
just quickly,
I'm mommy stay this up till 2 in the morning watching reruns of Dateline. All right, yes,
Gilmore Girls.
Right. Georgetown Cupcake opens at 10 a.m.
Right,
which is roughly 20 minutes from now. Right,
mm-hmm. Right.
So, what if we sent Diego down there to be there when they open?
To be in the line that's there when it
yes.
opens. Yeah,
and then
is there a line at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Always before.
Always.
Yeah. All right.
Always.
I don't want to say something. I could say something so over the top, politically insensitive right now that I would get in trouble. But I'm not going to say that. The type of human being that would be in line on a Tuesday at a... Well, it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
So
maybe
everybody's
I'm a little
in town.
Wired up.
Yeah. Everybody's in town as
everybody's
well.
Everybody's in town.
So he could pick us up some and then bring them back to the show if you'd like.
I think, you know what? No. Because it's a waste of his effort because really the person here we need to win over wouldn't be eating the cupcake.
Got it.
I think that in the proper scope, a cupcake
I'd
is fine.
I'd watch you guys. Here's the thing. If he brings cupcakes back, you have to eat the cupcake with your hand without any manipulation. Eat it as it is made. That means take the cupcake in your hand and take a bite out of it. That's
right.
How you eat it.
All right.
That's how you enjoy it.
That's
how
you know what that
it.
Is? That's the cupcake challenge.
That's the cupcake. Send him down there. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Go get some cupcakes.
All right, here's my card, buddy.
All right, very good.
He did not seem very excited about the process.
Show Mike how happy you are right now. Go up to his camera. See, he's happy. He's walking like Charlie Brown.
He walked underneath
the
camera.
He
walked underneath the camera.
Well, even when he stands his tippy toes, he...
Show Mike the shirt you have on, though.
Let me see, Diego, and stand in front of the camera. See where the lens is?
He is so short.
Thank you very much. There
Mike O'Mara for president.
Hey,
yeah.
I love that little guy. I love Diego. I really do.
Yes.
One of my good guys. Wonderful guy.
Diego, just surprise us with a plethora. He wanted to get on the mic and talk about details. But we don't need to do that. Just get us what you can.
He wanted to talk about a football game he went to in 2014. Don't come back in. Go out.
All right. Now, Pony, you'll be moving to the cameras. I appreciate that. We'll move.
You stay there.
I'm not going anywhere.
Mike, I want to make one thing. I want to make one thing perfectly clear before we start the show.
Yes.
Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle was cleared of all charges.
Thank you, Rob. Let's start the show now. Thank you for doing it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you help Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
In fact, that was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
She's still stuffing the turkey, but not with money.
Well, it's nice to know you have no bitterness. You're not going to celebrate.
I suppose you'll be home with the family having turkey. Just a typical American family.
Look, if you want to, if you really feel badly now, I feel so terrible that you're going to be alone. Was you like...
I didn't say I was going to be alone.
You just said you ain't going to eat no turkey, right?
That's right.
You can come over there. Would you like to come to the house? And
this is the first time you've ever asked.
Well, you made me feel so guilty.
I mean, you, when you ask an employee in front of 15 million people, do you want to come to the house for Thanksgiving dinner? What am I going to say? No. You know what I say? I say, yes, Mr. Carson, I love it.
Can you come?
No.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Oh, back in the day. Sunny days. Men used to brag about divorce. Fantastic. Anyway, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach out to us anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Tomorrow will be Wide Open Wednesday,
yes,
the Thanksgiving edition. So please, to celebrate the holiday with us call us and call early, call often starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow. MikeO'MaraShow.com, that's where you get us. We're on air, online, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show today brought to you by Movement, MVMT, Movement Watches. They can make all of your holiday gift-giving anxiety disappear. These watches make the perfect gift for any guy or girl. And best of all, they start at only $95. Look at that beauty right there.
Gorgeous.
$95. We love our Movement watches. You'll love yours. Now, let's finish your holiday shopping and get a Movement watch for someone on your list. Movement lets you skip the lines and crowds at the mall. Instead, you give a gift they'll love at prices you'll love. Remember, Movement watches start at just $95. At a department store, the same watch would set you back $400 or $500. How so? Movement, they get rid of that middleman, that pesky middleman that you always hear about. They're fantastic watches.
Mike,
yes, Oscar.
Our intern Vincent loved Movement so much, he bought himself a watch, and he wears it proudly because it looks awesome.
It does.
They look great, and you'll love it, so please get 15% off your today. Free shipping and free returns by going to MVMTWatches.com. That's MVMTWatches.com/TMOS. This watch has a really clean design, and I've been getting compliments on it ever since I put it on. Now is the time to step up your watch game. Go to MovementWatches.com/TMOS and join the movement. We've been hearing a lot about joining the movement. We're talking about Movement watches, so
yes,
check it out. Please do. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The holiday weekend is continuing as we anticipate the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. And let me just say to anyone planning to get out and travel right now, you're dealing with excited idiots.
Oh, okay? Yes.
This is, we
is the
are
crazy
children
in the air down there? Because there's crazy in the air up here.
It's different where I live because I live in a resort town. I live in an area where people are vacationing, and I will give you a classic example. Yesterday, I had to get some cables at the Apple store.
Mm-hmm.
I came to a four-way intersection in the mall, and a man was looking behind his right shoulder as he drove through the stop sign, just because he was curious about something, and it was obvious to me it was a rental car. He was down on his little holiday, and people get excited. We are, you know, we are all slaying the dragon. It's documented that people have a tougher road to hoe than they used to, and when people get their time off, they get excited, and they drive like idiots. There is no single more dangerous time to drive down here, in my opinion, than Thanksgiving and Christmas.
The holidays.
Yes. And the holidays. It is so hard to do. And it's probably the same. It's going to get worse wherever you are because everybody's excited. Everybody's got family coming in, and it gets really, really insane. I had a great gathering with my niece and her husband and her in-laws last night, and the little kids came over, and it was fantastic. But I warned them. I said, be careful when you're driving out of here and when you're driving home because this is just a very scary zone.
Well, there is craziness because of urgency. There's lots to do from now on for the next month. People
right
are happy because
urgency.
It's the holidays.
Urgency,
and people
for
are excited.
No real reason.
Manufactured urgency coupled with giddy happiness, that's what equals idiots, right?
I mean,
there.
I find the older I get, I wax nostalgic a little bit, and I long for a time when, you know, it just wasn't the consumer orgy culture mm-hmm that we live in now where it gets so, so crazy and people are out there. And there's a competitiveness in the air that just makes people nuts. The classic example would be box stores on Black Friday, where you see them pressed up against the glass and people tearing
what
each other's
what about the people
hair
that
out
have already set up tents?
Yeah, Mike, this yeah year's going to be the tight first year that the consumer, I just saw this report last night, will do all their Black Friday shopping. This is aside from Cyber Monday online. 50% of them will be doing it online.
First time online is going to exceed in-store purchase.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I truly wonder why. Let me tell you why. And look, I know Amazon is a huge partner of this show.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you.
Juggernaut.
We have been partnered with Amazon, and their business model that matches with our business model has been very helpful for the show. But the fact is, you got three guys, you know, that use it regularly. It is the great, it's the easiest way to do it. But I really do believe that anything this time of year that keeps you, you know, with a fire going and in your own home and just chilling out with the fam and walking around in your little holiday socks is fine with me. Because you get out there and it's just, it's hyper competitive. Mm-hmm. People are rushing around for no good reason. And I just think I want to warn everybody, because I didn't always process this when I was probably a younger man and succumbing a little bit more to all of this. Now I'm much more aware of it. This is not.
But
the
it's
old
also
people.
Worse now. It's worse than it was 20 years ago.
Right.
And there are more people out there causing more trouble and getting more of it done. But you're right. You have to be aware of it.
You can find it online on Amazon.
Oscar says it. Put a price on your time, man. You know.
And no one cares about their time until they have none.
Right.
You know, I am blessed to be able to be going to the Great White North in December. And one of the reasons I am going up
known
there
as Maine
is to remove my family from any, you know, I'm going up there where it's going to be a ghost town. I'm going up there where it's going to be the road less traveled. We're not, it's a
massive
deal.
So you're going up to
deal.
Scare your family?
To scare my family. I'm going to be just like Jack Nicholson in the, you know, in
all
the
work
the
and dull play makes Mike a dull boy.
Johnny. I'll be sitting at my typewriter.
Mike, there's an office poll that says Mike's, you know, plays by his own rules at any time in his life, whether it's you're a younger jock or a seasoned vet.
Yes.
And when he said, we're going to experience winter in Maine, that within the office here and even in the cubes outside, everyone's like, is Mike coming up for the holidays? Is it now he's going past us to Maine?
He will wave when he flies over.
Yes.
Yeah.
That go to Boston for a lovely Boston Pops concert, and that will be my last.
So jealous.
That'll be my last dealing with civilization. So we're out of there like S through a goose the following Sunday.
We ran the numbers for the average snowfall in Maine around around your. Have you done that?
Haven't even done this. You're gonna be enlightening me right now based on, you know, flying into.
Where you live, without divulging where you live.
Yeah.
Right.
100 inches plus. That's what it is on average.
Yeah.
For the winter.
For that season, yes.
Yeah, for the season. So yes. I think like
it's much lower in the summer.
That's the average.
The thing is, I think that the you would probably, if you broke it out into month to month, you would find that the bulk of that will come after the new year. That's probably when that.
Did you run the heart attack statistics?
I don't know. It doesn't.
I got a guy with a truck and a plow.
Yeah.
You do. You're good. Okay.
The chart doesn't say when it wants to come, when it doesn't come. But I just know that I remember when we were up there for a summer. I said, "What are the winters like?" And everybody would look at you like you were talking about a serial killer.
Yeah, but that's what we're doing. We have had the Florida situation down here. By the way, it's 49 degrees this morning right down here. I don't know what it is where you guys are.
Cry for me, Argentina.
I think you guys should probably look forward to
it. It was 20 degrees this morning.
It was it 20?
Yes,
degrees
in your house. It was
in my personal house.
It was 30 degrees in Leesburg this morning.
Really? Yeah. Okay, well, you know, but I mean, down here, it's unusual when we get into the 40s. But that's what I'm doing. I want to experience a little New England winter.
Question, is this trying to...
Probably get it in spades, is what you say.
Very little. We'll be probably 20.
I'll never do it again. This is an experiment. This is an experiment. I'm going up there to see what it's
like. I was trying to construct the timeline in my head. Has little Michael seen snow before?
No.
This will be the first time he's seen snow.
That's right. He might have seen it when he was an infant, but
this will be the first time he's aware of it.
This will be the first time he's aware.
Are you going to be able to like go out on your property and cut a tree down?
If I get down the stairs to get into the kitchen, I'm going
to
be.
All right, are you going to send Carl out to cut a tree down?
I don't know
property?
What we're going to do. I really don't know what we're going to do.
I'm just
going to
give you.
The game plan originally was to go out there and
I
get
just
a tree.
I was able to pull up exact numbers for Bar Harbor for the month December, right?
Sure.
It says average snowfall in Bar Harbor in the month of December is 65 inches.
In one month?
No.
That's an average of 2 inches a day.
No, that's not
because
possible.
If they get one blizzard, that's 30, no, and then another.
No way.
Yeah.
There's no way that's true.
It's 65 inches.
That's going to be fun.
That's got to be a
and it
year.
Says the average U.S. city in the month of December that is above the Northeast gets 25 inches on average.
All right. I just don't see it. You're down near the coast. That can't be right. That just can't
you know,
be
the
right.
Water, Mike, the water makes a big difference. It's probably like lake effect
snow. Because oh, my God, yes, because you're coming right off the water. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, you're coming off the ocean, the salt water. It's not like lake effect snow. It doesn't work that way.
It's on the internet. It's got to be
true. It says Maine gets an average of 50 inches per rain.
You got to remember,
right?
Maine. When you talk about Maine, you talk about inland up near Canada, Maine, which gets a lot more snow than the coast.
But
the
that's
coast
Bar Harbor. He's pulling
much.
The
Yeah, that's why I pulled Bar
65
Harbor.
65 inches in the month of December?
Yes. Why don't you call someone that lives up there and ask them?
Because all
check.
The phone lines are down.
They're
can't call.
Maine gets 65 inches of snow
on average.
On average.
It could be a low year.
You know Carla's reaction? Just what? Yeah. Daddy will go out and
you're
going to
be lucky if you come back with both dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, there's your answer.
Well, let's take a break.
We should take a break. Yeah.
The very latest dog news that we have. Poop is falling out of Beluga. We'll tell you all about that. I mean, like, just falling out of Beluga.
Oh, dear.
And he's walking around, like, in circles all day.
That's learned behavior.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Like, if you were to grow bitter and close out your Facebook account and just say, delete this account, I'm done. I'm not doing Facebook anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go through and find all the people that are just in silhouette. I freed up 180 slots last night.
Holy cow!
Mm-hmm. And added 100 people this morning.
Rob, that's a lot of scrolling, I feel.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I was watching TV at the same time.
Okay. Did you do this on your phone?
No, at my desktop.
Okay, I was going to say, no wonder you have to wear the glasses.
No, I think we all know why I'm losing my vision.
Hold up your hands. Let me see your palms.
Clean as a whistle.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
It's Rob and Katie talking about masturbation.
Brand new one up today.
Did you really drop how many people?
What? I dropped? No, I didn't drop anybody. I went through and found the people that were no longer on Facebook and deleted them. 180 people were just gone, but they were still taking up real estate.
We'll have to talk about that. I'd like to know how you do that.
It's pretty cool. It freed up a lot of
spots. I probably
spot.
Should get on that myself. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. We tell you about ZipRecruiter. This is the time of year where there's a lot of transition out there in the job world. A lot of people get some spaces on their company rosters, and they need to find their job, and they need to post a job. And if you want to do it on all the top job sites, you can with ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to 100-plus job sites, even social media. Facebook, Twitter, all with a single click, and you find your candidates in any city around the country for any job, any industry, nationwide. Once you post on these job sites, it's very, very easy. All you have to do is sit back and watch the qualified candidates roll into your easy-to-use interface on ZipRecruiter. It's that easy. You won't get the emails. You're not going to get the phone calls from people. They take that out of the equation because it's all done online. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates. You can rate them, and then you can hire the right person fast. We have listeners that have experienced ZipRecruiter, and they have raved about the quality of people they get when they do it this way. This is a modern world, folks. Use the modern technology that gets you the right person. Yeah, right now, our listeners post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. So we had a wonderful evening with my sister's kid, Jessica, my niece, and her beautiful children, Max and Amelia.
How old are they?
Max is 7, Amelia is 4.
Great and, ages. That must have been good.
We were sitting there with her husband, Bill's parents, out there on the back patio, and the din from the kids, the screaming level was just, they were having a blast, and it was instantaneous. And they haven't seen each other in a good long time. And I just love that. I love it when Michael has friends down here, but I love it when it's family that comes over and he clicks with them. Because the fact is, at my advanced age, you know, my contemporaries, as far as kids are concerned, are my niece.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at my niece and I'm like, you should be, you know, I remember when you were playing and I was an adult sitting out there. I just have been an adult longer now. And my kid, 3 years old, is playing with my niece's children.
That's sweet, though.
That's good, though. Way my modern family rolls right now.
I've got a similar situation that my Aunt Lina, her youngest daughter is a contemporary of Julia's because they had kids and, you know, they had a lot of kids. They had 5 kids.
Whoa.
Oh, nothing could be finer than Aunt Lina. She's such a good gal. She loves me too. Oh, cupcakes on the porch with my Aunt Lina. She is a finer. No one can do. Oh, lovely times we had with Aunt Lina. When she'd get mad, she'd get so mad at HBS. Oh, nothing could be finer than Aunt Lina.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Aunt Lina beans.
No, the poem we always had.
Lina beans. Lina beans. That's what they call Aunt Lina when she farts. Hey, that was a Lina bean.
The poem we had for her when she was little was, "Hail to Lina, she goes to China on an ocean liner. Hail to Lina."
Lina.
Lina.
Are you shocked that it was hail?
You know, my father's my father was raised by spinster
aunts. I'm shocked that didn't make any sense.
They had a housekeeper called Vina.
Her name was Vina. Yeah.
And Vina lost her brakes around Hancock, Maine one time and almost went down into the river.
Oh, no.
Down by the river?
The Union River. She had actually lost the brakes coming downhill and hit a pole. Otherwise, she would have gone right into the river.
I heard that she went into a snowbank. Vina. 65 inches.
And 72 inches. Mike, I found another website. You're
to corroborate?
Luck. No. Instead of 72, it says 65.
Okay. Mm. So that's much less.
A little much less. Yeah.
What, average in the month of December?
In the month of December.
From the 1st to the 31st.
Now, mind you, right now we have La Nina coming across.
The little girl.
The little girl. Because El Nino.
The little boy.
Yes. The little boy.
Right. What's the little girl going to do?
Well, the little girl is actually pushing more moisture to the northeast, which is going to create more snow for you because the weather will be colder in the northeast.
That bitch. Really?
Yes.
I rented a Ford Fusion. That might not.
Oh, that'll handle well in the snow.
That might not cut. I'm not going to pay for an SUV rental.
Does the Fusion at least have front wheel drive?
I don't know.
Ford Fusion.
I think so.
That Ford Fusion, if it was a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive upgrade, it should be there.
Yeah.
Is it rear-wheel drive or front?
All I know is
drive?
The rental cars are the biggest ripoff known to mankind. It's fine if you're going to a business trip for 2 days, but if you're going to use a car for 2 weeks, like 3 weeks, I can't. It's
this
insane.
Is the cost of having two homes, man. You just got these are the small, small sacrifices
right.
you have to make. Thank you very much.
That's right. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Okay. Let me just.
Truly the finer things, Mike.
I understand.
The finer
things. That's right. Okay. Thank you. You made the point.
You can drive. Why don't you just drive up there?
Because I've already got my flight.
All right. Sorry.
Hey, can you rent a car in Boston and return it closer to your home and then just be homebound?
Yeah, not go anywhere. That's a great idea. Yeah, we won't get groceries or anything. That's a fine idea.
It's old-timey up there. Don't they deliver?
Yeah, old-timey. No. That's right. Yeah, they come in through the snowshoes. Mr. Drucker comes through the blizzard.
Didn't the Russian spies land there and walk up on snowshoes?
Oh, that's right. It would be cheaper for me to ship a car up there if I was going to leave it up there.
Yes, that would make sense. That would make sense.
And pick it up.
Or what about your friend Jimmy Cerrito, who's got time and he loves delivering vehicles?
Let me do it in slow motion for you, Oscar. Here we go. No. Florida Jimmy's fine. Maine.
Is there a CarMax up there? Because they have a 3-day return policy.
Yeah, there's a CarMax
up
there. Yeah,
get a car and return it every 3 days.
They've got a lot where they've got 50,000 cars when you get a state that doesn't even have a Costco in it.
What about?
Yeah, they got plenty of. Hey, which one? Which town is
the CarMax? We're brainstorming. There are no bad ideas.
There's nothing up there.
What about Marcus Serta?
They don't even have a movie theater up there.
Marcus Serta may have a vehicle that he doesn't use on a regular basis.
Have you ever had a beater that you'd loan to a friend?
You know what? I don't want to prevail on people.
Steve Marmelstein could drive you around.
I just, I'm wondering
Marmelstein.
About what, I am giving a thought to spending the, maybe $300 more to get an SUV for the time I'm
well,
there.
An excursion.
Like $100 a week more.
That's a bargain.
Well, what you rented is a mini SUV.
No, I rented a Ford Fusion.
Yeah, right? It's one of those.
Ford Fusion is a
crossover.
Sedan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a crossover, but it should have all
I thought
all
it was
drive.
A motorcycle.
I thought a Ford Fusion is a sedan.
I'm going to bring up a picture of it.
Hold on a second. God, I swear to you, Pony, you don't know what it is.
I know what it is.
It's not a crossover. Like an SUV is a crossover.
I have a Ford Fusion friend that drives one. He loves it.
I have a Ford
But it's a
Fusion
sedan,
friend.
Right? It's not an SUV, for God's sake.
Oh, he's right.
And by the way, I'm picking it up outside of the airport.
Shocker.
Because
it looks like a cop car.
What?
Your Ford Fusion looks like a cop car.
Yeah, I bought it because it looked like, because I'm an idiot. Yeah. I bought it like
because you're a squirrel. You're a squirrel. You've talked about
no,
this.
No, I'm not doing it because
Yeah, you
that.
Should get an SUV. Mike, get an SUV because if it snows, you're going to be bone sideways.
Yeah.
All right. God.
Spring the money, man.
Why do they charge so much more for the SUVs?
It's a business.
It's a business, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Diego comes back with some extra large cupcakes, I expect to pay more for them.
That's right.
Well,
The finer things.
But I don't think, I just can't believe that it would be 65 inches on average.
Do you ever use your points on your credit cards to do any of this?
Yeah.
Okay, because you could use that to offset the costs.
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, yes, I print out $100 bills and then I just light them, Oscar, because I don't use my points.
No.
I don't use any of my points. I don't need to because I never think about
it. And then he looks at the camera like the Monopoly guy with his pockets inside out shrugging. I don't know why I don't have any money.
I just...
Who needs those points?
I just ran into this.
Give them to the poor people.
I ran into this for the flights to Orlando for Christmas because we're going back down there. And I called and I said, I haven't used my points in 2 years. Do I have enough to fly down for the holidays?
Let me tell you what the points. You know the points I have on my credit card? You know I can get an iPhone case.
Hey.
That's what I can get.
The finer things.
Hey, what is that soda I'm looking at down there next to the Coke?
This?
What is that?
Oh, no. It's...
This is packed energy water.
It's an energy water.
This is Adrian's weird stuff.
God. Yeah, Adrian comes in with a lot of B-plus styled products.
Packed energy water.
You know what he's drinking? Packed energy water and an off-brand honey bun today. Yeah.
My God.
Seriously, that's
Pony. A beverage that sounds like it ought to be in a porn movie.
And
you know?
Pony
Welcome
is,
to Pack. Hey, how about this airtight coffee drink? Yeah.
And Pony, who subsists on off-brand tea and trail mix, he even looks at Adrian and says, what the hell is that?
Packed. Never seen that. Right.
Hey, it's built by Ocean Spray.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they should put two letters in front of it. Impact. This is what your stools will be after you drink it.
Mike, what do people do in Fort Myers during this time of year?
They drive like a-holes.
No, outside of that, what do they go visit is my question.
Yeah, what are the tourist destinations?
Would you like to know what the classic tourist destination will be? It will probably be the Thomas Edison, Henry Ford houses that they light up for Christmas, and it's a big show of lights during the holiday season. So lights are a big deal. They have little boat parades at some of the marinas down there. If you go to Cape Coral, you can come down here and read the local police blotter and see how many break-ins happened the night before.
Do they break into the houses while the people
like
are looking
know,
at the,
by
at the
way,
lights?
When you see a list of great Florida cities to live in, Cape Coral always seems to make it onto the list. Would you like to know the local news story that I heard this morning? How many break-ins there have been in Cape Coral since November 1st?
Please.
Yeah.
71.
That's almost as
71 burglaries.
That is one burglary per inch of snow in Maine.
In Maine.
Mike, I'm on visitflorida.com.
Yes.
And this is where they would sell you on Fort Myers, right?
Come ahead. I'll be heading north.
I'm just getting dressed for a charity dude.
The Fort Myers description on the website that's supposed to sell you Florida.
Yes.
It reads like an obituary.
Oh, no.
Like how so?
The Fort Myers, Fort Myers is popular for its beaches, fishing, and shopping.
Yes, it is.
When the
shopping is that's a cop out on a tourism site.
When the opportunity lends itself, you may be able to check out Thomas Edison and Henry Ford's winter estates.
Yeah, we've done it, and it's beautiful at Christmas time.
And when you go to the Henry Ford, when you go to the Henry Ford estate, do they go into the fact that he was a noted anti-Semite?
I had no idea. Was he really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
They can smell their own, Rob.
Why would Rob know that?
Because he knows. He knows.
Listen, to defeat hatred, you must understand hatred.
I totally understand.
He's like, HBS, guess who else is in the club?
You know what?
It's not a club.
Look, I always think of Henry Ford as kind of the secondary dude down here. The fact is, I am a huge fan of Thomas Edison because of all the stuff that he created. I don't think we would be who we are today without the genius of Thomas Edison.
Yeah, the electric chair.
Jesus Christ, Pony. How about the electric light bulb, okay?
Did you know that Fatty Arbuckle never had to go to the electric chair because it was found innocent?
Did he really invent the electric chair?
Yeah, he did, because he wanted to prove that alternating current was dangerous. So he created the electric chair to show that current would kill people.
He does have the patent on the electric chair.
Here I am talking about the lovely winter estates of Henry Ford and Thomas Edison, and I get electric chair and anti-Semite. Well, my God almighty.
Great radio show.
Wow.
Well, Mike, the reason why I bring that up is that if you look at, say, a city like Miami or even Orlando, they have 3 pages worth of this is what you can do here.
Right.
And I really think that if you're
going to... Not a lot down here. There's not a lot going on.
Yeah, but
here.
They should sell Fort Myers more than they actually are on visitflorida.com.
Yeah, we have some of the most beautiful beaches in America right here in Fort Myers.
The third item on the Fort Myers list is shopping. It's like, right. Oh, you want to go to the beach? You want to go to Dillard's? Let's go to Dillard's.
But
it's not very good.
In the spring, it's also a spring training destination.
That's
for
true.
That's
true.
Number
big,
of different
big
ball
reasons.
Clubs.
Mm. Let me name some beaches real quick, and you give me a ding or a buzz. All right.
All right. Very good.
Lover's Key State Park.
Oh, what's that in the sand?
That'd be number one.
That's a condom. Bowman's Beach.
No, hold on a second. Now, hold on a second.
Excuse me. Sorry.
That is pristine, as beautiful a beach area as you will see anywhere. Blue water, you know, when it's not polluted.
Sure.
They had a deal where they released water when we got the heavy rains out of Lake Okeechobee, and they had a pollution issue down here. One of the biggest stories of the year in Fort Myers was the release of these waters, and it took away the river, the Caloosahatchee River, spilled out into the Gulf of Mexico, causing the water to be very, very concern for the citizenry. Go ahead. Why am I defending my area?
Bowman's Beach.
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Lynn Hall Memorial Park.
Not familiar
with it. Named after Lynn Hall, right?
Bonita Beach Park.
Bonita Beach Park, very nice.
Not far from you.
Not far at all from me.
Bowditch Point Beach.
Beautiful.
All right.
Hey, are you headed down to Bowditch? It looks like it's going to be about 82 today, so I'm going down to Bowditch.
Right. Right.
Then I'm going to Dillard's.
I'm sitting here being mocked.
No, you're not.
By a man who lives in Leesburg.
Historic Leesburg. Recently
voted
named.
One of the nicest towns in
the
Virginia.
World.
I saw that. That is a yak right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, as
that
far as towns
is
around
a
here.
Yak. If you like townhouses that are stacked on top of townhouses and lines to go everywhere for everything at any time. Yes, check
no
out
lines
Leesburg.
In proper Leesburg. And if you go to historic Leesburg and see, perhaps taking a show at the Tally Ho or a delightful meal.
Yeah, the Tally
meal.
Ho. Yes. Yeah, exactly. I've been to the Tally
taking
Ho.
A delightful meal at Lightfoot.
Yes, Lightfoot, the same place.
Sanibel Causeway Beach.
Absolutely phenomenal. Here's the cool thing about Sanibel. Yes. You go to the crystal blue water and you can take your vehicle right off onto the beach, and one of the cool things to do if it starts to kick up out here is to see they're not hang gliders. They're
kite surfers.
They're kite surfers.
Oh,
absolutely
I know about that.
Incredible to watch.
Yes.
So much fun to watch. Really great.
Barefoot Beach State Reserve.
Barefoot Beach, absolute pristine beach. And have we mentioned the shelling, where you can find the most amazing shells you will ever find anywhere on our beaches.
Oh, interesting.
I thought perhaps you were talking about like a military shell.
I've got three more beaches, Mike. Three more beaches.
When did I become like head of the tourism board down here?
Well, you got to sell yourself.
I think it's beautiful, Mike.
Stay the hell home. Don't come down.
No, do a TV spot like a William Shatner spot for Florida.
Little Hickory Beach Park.
Yeah, that's right around the area Lover's Key. Beautiful.
Blind Pass Beach / Turner Beach.
There's a dog beach over around there that's absolutely incredible. You see all the wonderful dogs running around, and they don't have poop falling out of their butt like beluga.
Lighthouse Park Beach.
I'm not familiar with that beach.
And that's it.
Those are the beaches they plug.
Yeah, not so
it's
bad.
It's beautiful.
Not so bad.
It's not shopping. It's outdoor activity, Rob. That's what it is.
Hey, I'm just quoting the website.
Dillard's. Yes, but it's not just shopping. It's you can do a lot of fun stuff down here.
Can you find a conch shell?
How about a wonderful backwater fishing trip that you can take in December? I mean, that would be
ooh,
incredible.
I'd like that.
It's beautiful. It'd be absolutely amazing. You can go to the Naples Zoo and see one of the better local zoos that we have around here. It's absolutely terrific. You can go to the Shell Factory and see all the different shells and have a wonderful afternoon there. You can go to many, many waterfront dining establishments that they have here. It's a beautiful place to be.
You took me to one once, and I had a wonderful time.
It's delightful.
Right
on
the Gulf.
Fantastic. Well, why am I? Can we go to break? Why am I the National Tourist Board of Florida, for Christ's sake?
There's a Legoland in Florida.
Well, that's not down here. That's up where you like it.
That's in Orlando, right?
Yeah, of course.
They check that out.
Anything like that.
Yeah, that's the first thing that got him excited.
Yeah, Legoland. Where did he have to stop when we went on a trip one time?
Oh, yeah.
The world's largest McDonald's. We had to go like half an hour out of our way so we could do that. We'll take a break.
Sorry.
And we will come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Malley Show.
Hey, it's Tony Perkins.
Hi, it's not Tony Perkins, it's Gary Stein.
Of the Tony Perkins Show, we are doing some fantastic stuff. When you're done listening to this show, join us on our show.
Right. Not that that show isn't fantastic, but we're better.
That show's fantastic, too.
Yeah, but we're better.
Just check us out, TonyPerkinsShow.com.
Whenever you get to
what
it.
What the hell are they doing? What are they talking about?
Show.
They talk about our show? Is that
any
what he's
show.
Referring
any
to?
Show.
Any shows.
Well, this isn't running on any other show. That's the commercial that runs on our show.
It also runs on Americast.
Oh, it runs on Americast. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know about Lyft, right? L-Y-F-T.
The best.
Lyft.
It's the app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24-7 for less than the cost of a cab. Download the app, request a driver, and they show up on average 3.5 minutes later. That is super fast. It's really the technology that's revolutionized the way people get around in cities. Every Lyft driver is carefully vetted through their 10-point safety standard, which includes DMV and criminal background checks, so you know you're safe. Plus, Lyft drivers are rated after every ride. Only the best ones stick around, so no filthy cars driven by creepy dudes. And Lyft lets you tip within the app. That makes for happier drivers. 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating from the passenger. It's just a better all-round experience. Lyft isn't the biggest ride-sharing app, but it's the highest rated, and it's the fastest-growing one, and the quality is emphasized over quantity. We love Lyft.
Great.
I loved it all over D.C. It's fantastic. Use it during the holidays when you go on all your holiday parties. You'll love it. Right now, Lyft has an amazing offer just for our listeners. 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value when you enter the promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam, 3 free rides up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code TMOS and do
bam
it today.
Bam-a-lam.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's a new update?
Bam-a-lam.
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 Look at our new screensaver, Mike. It's Legoland.
Legoland, Mike, if you look it up, maybe we can meet there over the holidays.
It's Orlando, right?
We can be A-foles, adult fans of Lego, and we can enjoy
it. Are you going back down to Orlando for the holidays?
I'm going for 10 days, Mike.
You're
going
to be in Florida for 10
days?
But you're not going to be there because you'll be snowed in.
No, we're missing everybody. We're actually going north when everybody's coming south, so that's the way we're doing
it. Oh, so you can't come up.
Can't come out. You're going to be up there during the holidays, right?
That's, yeah, yeah, the
you're
holidays.
You're going to be down there. No, we're going to be going north, the road less traveled, just to have kind of a traditional New England-y up-in-the-woods Christmas. That's what we're doing. I don't know why this is so difficult for
me. I love when
understand.
You describe it, and in about 2 sentences, it becomes an Anne Murray special.
Well, it's very pretty up there.
You're basically going to the Adirondacks when you shouldn't be going there. When people tell you not to climb Mount Everest, you're like, we're going to go there anyway.
But you have to understand that this was one of the reasons we wanted to acquire a piece of land
up there.
You don't
even own winter clothes.
We have plenty of winter clothes up there. They're all up there from when we had them in Virginia.
So you say.
The house is... What do you mean, so I say?
Because we've seen photographs of your neighbors breaking in and wearing your clothes.
No, it's fine.
I'm Mike O'Mara. I'm a disc jockey. Woo! They're just... They get squirrely up there. They get 72 inches of snow every December.
They don't. They don't. That can't be right. That can't be right. It can't possibly be right. I'll ask Zach. I'll ask my buddy Zach up there.
Who's Zach?
The Lobsterman.
The Lobster guy?
The Lobsterman. My buddy. My buddy the Lobsterman, who's been phenomenal up there, and he's a good guy. I look forward to hanging with him.
They don't film Deadliest Catch during that month because they know it's too dangerous.
They don't film Deadliest Catch off the coast of Maine anyway. They're Lobstermen. Come on.
Deadliest Catch filmed inland.
No, it's right along the coast, but they don't. There's not. It's more temperate at the coastline. It always is. I am hoping we get a little snow. I'm praying for it. I want to get some snow when I'm up there. I really
do. Wasn't the Hunt for Red October filmed in Bar Harbor?
I'm not sure whether it was. I know that they talk about in the book going into the harbor up there.
When they pop up and it's like,
yeah, when they pop up like in Booth Bay Harbor
look
or something
at that.
Like that.
I know that the one ship that lives up there is the SS Vindom.
The Vindom. We have seen the Vindom. Wasn't that when I called you from the water?
I picked up the phone and I heard, I called Rob,
I almost wrecked the boat. I was going so fast and I was driving up this thing so fast with a little boat and I'm like, oh my God, I got to call Rob. It's Gordon Liddy's boat. Gordon Liddy used to have a cruise for his listeners. Please join me aboard the Vindom.
There'll be like exclusive lectures.
And it's when Gordon Liddy was at the height of his popularity.
Yes.
And so Gordon Liddy, the only thing that we ever got out of the Vindom was the hysterical commercials for it.
Yes.
And then he comes back on one of his cruises where you know he had his ass kissed the whole time
sure.
he was there. And there's a picture of him. He had to be, what, in mid-60s at this point?
Oh, at least. Pushing 70.
And he has this shot of him shirtless with a Speedo bathing suit.
What?
That looked like, seriously, it looked like he had a 17-inch thing. That's the way didn't we put that up in our studio?
Lots of times. Yeah, we put it everywhere. And then when we finally saw the Vindom, it looked like a coal cruiser from the 1960s.
It was...
Really looked like I don't know why it was floating. Honestly,
there may be ships that are in a better state of repair.
Do you remember the desert craft that the Jawas used to capture R2-D2 in Star Wars?
Yes,
it looked like that, but it was in the water.
You know, people. I think people think of cruise ships automatically as being bright and new and
white
shiny.
And shiny, like the Love Boat. That's what you think of. You think of the Love Boat.
When you see them come into a port, like they do up in Maine, you see them come into this port, and some of them look, especially the ones, the smaller ones that they bring right into the dock.
Oh, my God. I found the Speedo picture. It's online.
Oh, of course
there it is.
I mean,
folks.
It was like high-cut Speedo.
Yeah, and
You
didn't mention that it was an American flag Speedo.
Yeah.
I will be on the Vindom, and I will be joining you. It should be a lot of fun.
Join me.
I am planning the trip. It is all right. The only thing I seriously have to say to both you gentlemen is that that is a concern for me, the vehicle that I'm renting.
If it's spread over 3 weeks and you can upgrade for that much money, do it. Think of the safety of. Think of your peace of mind.
Think of the Vindom.
It falls into that category of that's how they get you, though. It really
Well, you know what, though? But you know how else they get you? When you're stuck in a snowdrift.
I know.
Drinking your own urine.
But I'm not going anywhere, unless I know the weather forecast is okay.
But you mentioned groceries and stuff. You got a young child.
And you know nothing's open up there near you. You got to drive.
By the way, is it safe for me to ship some of my equipment up there?
No.
As opposed to...
No. No, I know what you want to do.
Why do you say that?
You want to break everything
you just want
we
me.
Own.
You know what you want me to be? A Sherpa going through the airport. That's what you want me to be. You want me to have like 500 pieces of equipment extra when my family's got to bring their diaper bags.
I don't think you have that much equipment to bring.
No,
you
don't have anything. You just have to bring that box that's in front of you that hooks up to the internet.
I know. Can't we? Why don't we have an intern drive down here?
It's one
well, you know
box.
What? You know what? Mac has a crossover vehicle. If you could put up with Mac, hi, it's me.
Right.
I can drive you to the grocery store.
Let me drop off these packages on the way.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he's got a job now.
He's got an Amazon job.
Well, we're a little overdue in downsizing the some of the mechanisms that I use here in the Mike O'Meara
studio.
Oh,
yeah.
We're just a little.
You don't have to take those up.
No.
No, don't worry about that.
Yeah, I do take those up. I do take those up.
Yeah, but you're going to be there for 10 days.
Be there for 3 weeks.
You still don't use them as it is. You use them once every 3 weeks. That's what I'm saying. Don't take him up there.
Were you giving an example of using it or telling Oscar that he's right?
All right, I'm gonna keep my hands down.
Yeah, you keep your hands down.
Yeah, and to yourself, mister. Yeah.
All right. So I'm
do that,
though. You're not going to see me.
Pull
do
down
this.
Your pants.
Hold on just a second. And I Crumple want you to up. Tell me if this is coming.
That is gross.
Well, it's something that you have said multiple
but not
times.
To Mike. That is gross.
Yeah, well, sometimes you got to go for the joke.
Hey, quickly, Mike.
Did that come from my replay or from my computer?
That came from Beluga, organ failure.
That came from your computer.
All right. What about this one?
Computer.
What about this one? No, you put it together, Rob, so you're cheating.
No, not really. I don't even recognize that, but I'm going to guess computer.
Hold on just a second. All right, let me see. All right. Okay.
This is a good game.
This is great for you.
I am a gay American.
That is from the instant replay.
It is an IR. IR2.
Incorrect.
I just wanted to get you. I just wanted to get you that way.
What's the story with a dying dog?
Yeah.
Beluga has poop falling out of his butt, like in the house. There was a chunk of poop on the floor today that I just noticed.
Unexpected excrement.
And it just came from like nowhere. And he's
is he normally one for straining at stool?
Two things are happening with him. He is constantly now padding around the house, like he's agitated. And I don't know why he's doing that, but that's happening. And he also is, you know, the poop falling, just falling out. I mean, there was this little piece that came out of nowhere, and it was like right in the middle of the floor for when the kids were here last
night. Not only that, he lost the bank deposit, and he had a string tied around his finger. He's like Uncle Billy.
He is like Uncle Billy. He is,
and
like,
he doesn't have a finger; he has a paw, Pony.
Well,
come on.
I might adhere to what Oscar said before the show, and that's that it's organ failure. I'm not sure.
It says dogs dropping poop randomly. That comes up on Google. Incontinence from experts says these are the initial signs of digestive problems, which could lead to some sort of organ failure. I knew I was right because we had this problem.
Wow! So you were right about
it. We had this problem with my black lab, and shortly after, there was a turn for the worse.
Yep. Oh, I don't even like.
I'm sorry, Carla.
I don't even like to think about that.
Mike.
Anyway, yes.
It's, you know what? Let me. I'm not normally one to be the guy that looks on the sunny side of the street, but I will tell you this: it's been a good run. That's a great dog that's had a happy life, and you've given that dog so much.
That was Rob again, Carla.
It would be a shame.
That was Rob.
To make the dog live on if the dog was in discomfort.
I understand.
How far along is Beluga in his life expectancy?
The average life expectancy for a pug is, I believe, 12 to 15 years.
Yes.
And Beluga is 12. Thank you very much.
12.
Well, thank you, my niece. I had a great time last night, too.
That's sweet.
That's my niece that just texted me. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Text back and see if she has an opinion what to do about the dog.
Well, I'm going to have an opinion what to do about my marriage if we keep talking about my dog dying. That's the way it's going to go. We got to take a break.
We're hoping for the best, Mike.
Always.
God bless
Fingers
both
crossed.
You. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Science doesn't lie.
You know what? Beluga will bounce back when he sees 72 inches of snow.
Guy and dog, blizzards. Yeah, life's good. We'll take a break, come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Here's a letter from Will in New Hampshire. Will writes, why whiskey? Well, Will, because whiskey puts hair on your chest, not on your palms.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
Hope I can make the party.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Vistaprint. I got my holiday card at Vistaprint. You can too. And they've got a great deal right now. 60% off for your holiday cards. You're not going to find a better deal for a customized card that is all you. And a card that you can get done completely, so you don't even have to take a pen out. You can send it out there. It's personalized. You can put your personal photos into it. You can get a template that they have, or you can get a complete card design that they have, or you can design your own. All quantities, styles, and stocks are 60% off, only good through December 6th. So you want to act now. And by the way, you should, because this is the time to get your holiday cards out, even before Thanksgiving. That's when you want to start thinking about
it. You know why? If you mail them out early, you get more back.
Absolutely. And you can do it. I did it myself. It was fun. It was easy. Lots of options. Vistaprint is more than holiday cards. They've got personalized calendars, mugs, canvas prints, and so much more. Your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. This is probably the fifth year that I've done my holiday cards with Vistaprint, and they're always perfect, and I love sending them out, and they're all personalized. You will love it. Get 60% off. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Create your custom holiday card. Enter the code TMOS60. That's TMOS60 for the 60% off, and you're going to love it. Your savings are applied automatically. It's that easy. This offer is only good through December 6th. So go to Vistaprint.com, remember TMOS60, and get your holiday shopping done today, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Getting close to the holiday. Listen
it sure
to
is.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to him.
Love
Jesus
to sing.
Christ. I know you do. Anyway, it looks like Dave Chappelle is ready to jump back into his career After hosting Saturday Night Live this month, he's putting three stand-up specials on Netflix in 2017. By the way, my little pan of Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, I believe I was an army of one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love
yes.
that performance. Yes. And everybody is telling me last night with my niece and nephew here, same thing. You know,
it was too great. Close, Mike. Too close to the heart, too close to the life.
I used that Oscar. Yes. I said I was too white hot about it. Yes. One of them that Chappelle's doing is a new special being produced exclusively for Netflix. The other two are previously unreleased shows that are, quote, directly from Chappelle's personal comedy vault. And get this, he is making, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
$60 million for this.
Woo! Wow, so he's essentially getting $20 million for each unreleased performance,
and
so no extra work.
He's getting back all that money that he lost when he went to Africa.
Yeah, mm-hmm. when he took his hiatus.
That is awesome.
I love the fact that he's doing this for two reasons, but mostly is when he came on Saturday Night Live and no one had seen him work in some time, he was so effortless and he hadn't lost
he was
a
so
step.
Calm.
And
he
it
was
so
calm.
And I when I watched him, I thought was God, we need him back.
And he said he goes, you know, this isn't easy. It's kind of a comeback. I don't know what you want to call it. But I sat there. I was like, who could be so honest when you're Dave Chappelle like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and really, you can't argue with that show. I mean, he is one of the most brilliant comedians
yeah.
ever. And, you know, he gets paid because everybody's going to be watching. That special is going to kill. That's why they're paying yeah. him the big bucks.
Mike, I just sent you a link for what your solution is for a little beluga before the double X on the eyes, as Rob would put it, comes around.
Oh, now you see why I would never say that.
Yes.
Let me look at this.
Hold Is it on. A cork?
No, he'll just have to put us on at night before he goes to bed, and then there won't be any issues.
Ah!
Yes, okay. yes.
Thank you for sending me the petdiaper.com, Oscar. I truly appreciate that. Much appreciated. I'll be all set to go.
One for Michael, one for Beluga.
There we go. Michael's almost out of here. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Oh. So
we may be at the finish line.
It's a curious overlap, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Underoo time.
And then it'll be my turn. You could be porn's next president. Adult website X-Hamster has launched a casting call for an on-screen Donald Trump to serve for the next 4 years.
Well, that's nice.
Mike, we know a guy.
Candidates should submit a non-sexual video dressed in character, preferably with Trump's signature hairstyle.
Of course.
At which point an online democratic process will determine the winner. By popular vote alone, X-Hamster noted in a statement recently, the victor will be announced the day before President-elect Trump's first State of the Union address.
Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Aside from
a non-sexual tape, Steve.
Aside from video stardom, the winner will receive the Twitter handle RealXHDonaldTrump, and that's going to be his handle. Once the president is cast, similar elections will be held to appoint his cabinet officials, Supreme Court nominees, wives and family, wives plural, and family.
That's going to be a good movie.
Ex-Hamster.
There's going to be Ivanka.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Might be able to actually get her.
Yeah.
This is an interesting fact. ABC's broadcast of the American Music Awards on Sunday drew 8.2 million total viewers and a 2.4 demo rating. That is down 25% to 31% from last year to mark an all-time low for the VMAs. Ooh. Gigi Hadid getting panned like I've never seen anyone get panned online for her hosting job. You know, they love to bring you up. The bottom line for these starlets, you know, when you're getting all that money just to show up at galas and, you know, walk the red carpet. How's the lung, Rob?
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. It's not fine.
You know, you might want to just...
I turned my microphone off.
I heard it.
No, we all heard it.
We all heard it.
Yes.
How will we all hear it if you turned your microphone off?
Maybe I should have turned more microphones off.
Right. You didn't turn your microphone off.
No, I did.
He muted himself, but he doesn't mute everyone that's in the room if he's about to cough.
Right. Normally, it doesn't pick up. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, better.
Okay. See, it was off. Yeah. Oh, wait a Thank second.
You. It was off.
It was off, and I still heard it. Now I get it. ABC notes that the AMAs delivered its best non-Emmys Sunday numbers since the Billboard Music Awards in May. That's jargon and spinning, and I don't know what that means, but she got panned a little bit.
I think we've really talked about these award shows to a certain extent where the access and the lure of seeing these stars on stage and on TV is so commonplace now because of the likes of TMZ and Perez Hilton.
Yes.
That
right.
when you see them, you're like, oh, I'd rather see them doing something normal like walking out of a Harris Teeter.
And also the AMAs exactly. need to go the way of the Grammys and not focus on the award. Focus on the performance.
But
when the Grammys revamped, they really sort of reinvented themselves.
But why would you have this music show and you don't hire a comedian, you don't have a music artist, you don't have a television artist? You just can't bring a supermodel up there. She hasn't done anything. She doesn't have any talent. So,
the whole thing has gone to crap since Dick Clark died. They need someone to overlook it. Yeah.
For over a year now, Google Maps and Search have been telling people when stores, bars, and restaurants are likely to be busy. Now, it's going one step further. From today on, searching for a business via Google will not only show you when it's typically crowded, but also an estimation of how busy it is at the moment you're searching for it. So, if you see that a particular store is very full, you can plan to head somewhere else. It's hoped that this feature will help users avoid the worst of the crowds over Thanksgiving's long weekend and beyond. There are a couple of other additions rolling out today. Place listings in Search and Maps will now tell you how long the typical stay is at a location. So, if your people usually spend 2 hours at a restaurant, you can plan the rest of your day accordingly. Finally, Maps will now list more complex opening hours. You'll know what time to pop in by the pharmacy at your local drugstore or supermarket, when food delivery begins at a nearby restaurant, and what the service hours are at the auto dealership. So all that will be included in Google Maps.
Is the information done by like Waze, by like people telling you it's busy, or how do they source the information?
They use the snow chart for New England.
Oh, so there'll be 72 inches of waiting.
Have you parked your car yet anywhere? Well, you guys have driveways. Well, but in the city, when you park your car, Google will now automatically tell me how far my car is away from the house.
I have had that happen with
pretty
my
wild.
iPhone.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's wild stuff. We got the cupcakes.
We do.
We got the cupcakes. We'll eat them in a minute. Chipotle's chorizo burrito is diet food. If you read the description on the menu, available since October, you certainly wouldn't think so. It packs chicken, pork sausage, rice, beans, and cheese into a tortilla, except that same sign also said 300 calories. And so three customers who bought the burrito in Los Angeles this month are suing. As City News Service reports, one of the men behind the proposed class action suit in Los Angeles ordered the menu item on November 3rd, thinking it was a 300-calorie dish. David Desmond said he felt excessively full and realized that the burrito could not possibly have been 300 calories after eating it. That's what he says in the complaint. The suit would cover all people who bought the food at Chipotle for 4 years leading up to the filing of the complaint.
Boy.
The bottom line with this is they're saying they advertise it as a diet burrito, and it couldn't be that you add up the chorizo alone would be over 300 calories. And CNBC reports Chipotle didn't respond to its request for comment, but Chipotle did reply to some customers who tweeted their disbelief about the calorie count. I'm sorry for the confusion, but we'll make things more clear next time. The 300 calories is for just the chorizo.
Oh, the meat alone.
Oh, okay. That's how that goes
down. Does salmonella have any calories?
Hey, they're making a comeback.
Just a joke.
Hey, and now a little something. Treasure Island, Florida. Dateline.
Is that the real name of the city?
Treasure Island, Florida.
Wow.
There it is. There they are, the worthless over-icing cupcakes. All right, don't start yet. We're doing that
Mike,
next,
we're setting
boys.
It up for next. You can continue reading the news.
Unable to locate the restroom at a 7-Eleven, a Florida man opted instead to relieve himself in the store's walk-in cooler, where a stack of Busch beer was defiled by the tipsy suspect. Police charge that the man's name, Daniel Colon, the 46-year-old, entered the Treasure Island convenience store at around 7:30 Saturday looking for a bathroom. When that search failed, Colon opened a door marked employees only. That's according to the criminal complaint. He walked into the back and he peed all over the Busch beer stack, the cases that they had, urinating over six cases of Busch Light, causing the store a loss of nearly $12. No, I'm sorry, $100. Colon was subsequently arrested after his vehicle was pulled over by cops searching for the suspect. In addition to criminal mischief and burglary charges from the cooler urination, he was also charged with drunk driving after being read his rights. He reportedly told police he could not find the bathroom, so he entered the walk-in cooler instead. Colon is a Tampa resident, Treasure Island.
Tamper.
He's locked up in lieu of a $3,000 bond. And now it brings me to the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, Florida.
Please.
Slogan of the day.
This is a new slogan, a new motto.
Florida, when you got to go, you got to go. Thank you. All right, there we go. All right. I appreciate it. We'll come back, have the audio vault and a little cupcake eating right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I love this Prince. Yeah. Oh, Morris Day in the Time. Yeah.
Produced by Prince, I think, though.
Right.
Hey, everyone. Intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Hey, I want to thank, let me go to Facebook right now, because we're talking about Lost My Name, and I want to give this guy credit, because he sent me a message last night, and I was very, very grateful.
Did you lose his name?
No. I get jokes.
Get it?
That's funny.
Clever wordplay, Oscar. Well done.
No, we have a new client that's kids' books, and it's Lost My Name, and it's really, really, really gratifying when I get a direct response the same day. Here's a guy, Rick Schaefer. I want to thank you. He said, ordered up the Lost My Name book as a Christmas present for my son. Saved 10% using the TMOS discount at checkout. Thanks. Lost My Name. This is a kids' book that I got from my son, and it's wonderful. Lost My Name is the name of the company. It's so cool. It's easy. You create a personalized book for your son, your daughter, your granddaughter, a neighbor's kid. Each child's adventure is based on the letters, all of the letters in their name. This is not personalizing a book by just popping a name in. This is taking all the letters of their names, and then because of those letters, they create the kid's story, and the kids will love this. They follow the letters of their name throughout the book. They discover that the story is all about them. You know, it's never too early to teach any American that it's all about them.
Yes.
I think that's important. Yeah. Truly a magical gift and keepsake that is perfect for baby showers, birthdays, and a wonderful Christmas.
It encourages
gift.
Them to read.
Well, it teaches them how to spell their name. Yeah.
It's the best thing I do for my kid. My kid is so verbal, and his vocabulary is so extensive, and it's because I read to him every single day. I have read to him every single day since he was old enough to know what a book is. It's great. Just go to lostmy.name, enter your little one's name for a free preview of the story. Once again, listen up. It's an unusual address, lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for 10% off, plus shipping is free worldwide. You'll love this. This is going to be such a great gift. You'll be a hero if you send somebody this gift at Christmas time. Order now in time for Christmas, an amazing gift. Visit lostmy.name and do it today. You will love it. All right. They say it's time for the audio vault, but before we do that, let's open up the vault. And now let's open up the we've got the
our gullets.
Cupcakes standing by. What do we have here? All right.
All right, Diego, what'd you order for us?
So I got a half dozen for $20. They're expensive. Jesus. I got the lemon blossom, the black forest, the maple chocolate chip, the Thanksgiving chocolate, the pumpkin cheesecake, and the lava fudge.
That's good. Pony, which one are you holding? Is that the chocolate chip one?
He's got chocolate chip
The maple one. Oh, it's got the little maple leaf on it. Okay, I should have known that. Nice. That's delicious. That looks good.
Mine is the anal fissure.
Okay, Oscar has plunged in. Very difficult to eat, but I'm sorry. Maybe so. Is the whole point of this exercise to really just tell me that I'm wrong about cupcakes?
Well, I'll be honest with you.
It was to get rid of me for the entire show.
No, dude.
Hey, when you got there, where were you in line?
I was the eighth person in line when I got there. Before it opened, around 9:55. Yeah.
Whoa.
This cupcake is a misstep.
Why is that? What kind are you eating? What are you eating?
It is a chocolate cupcake with a ganache filling, but it is a cream cheese icing. Yeah. And I don't like cream cheese on chocolate. They blew it.
So you get a buzzer on that one. Diego, were there urgent people in the cupcakery? Were they very, very nervous and everybody kind of pushy-shovey, or was it a pleasant atmosphere?
They were ready. It was a very pleasant. They had the throwbacks playing on the radio.
Wouldn't it be pleasant? They're charging $4 for a 20-cent product. Of course they're going to be happy.
He's talking about the people working there. Were the customers also pleasant?
They were. I saw some families. I saw some businessmen. But the people working there are awesome.
I love Diego's assessment. I saw some families. I saw some businessmen. Oh, that's wonderful.
Rob didn't like his cupcake so much he ate it all.
That's right. I'm not going to waste a $5 baked good.
Oh, God. Pony, you haven't really delved into yours. Are you not a fan?
No, it's good. The cake part of it is great, but it's just an excuse to eat frosting.
Yep, that's what I've always said.
Too much for you.
Too much frosting.
Yeah, I agree. The frosting ratio was off.
That's
Oscar, right. Oscar, what cupcake did you
But the
enjoy?
Cake was excellent.
I murdered mine simply because for the show, hungry. I wanted to give you the full experience.
Right, exactly.
Thank you for That's sacrificing yourself.
This cupcake.
What flavor was it?
It was the maple leaf The pumpkin
maple chocolate,
whatever. Yeah,
Canadian free healthcare maple chocolate.
By the way, we're sending this tape to the Food Network. We're gonna get our own show.
I loved it.
Okay,
you I loved it. But no, I couldn't have one more. This is just way too much.
Diego, did you enjoy one?
I did. Actually, I don't like cake. I'm not a fan of cake. I had a really bad experience.
What about
when
after
I was
you spark up? After you spark up to eat cake?
Still, it's way too sweet for me. I don't like things that are way too sweet.
What cupcake did you enjoy?
I think I got the Black Forest, but I have no idea why they call it that. I don't know what makes it.
Well,
Black Forest.
Does it have a cherry and a chocolate element to it?
Because
then it's like Schwarzwald Kirschtorte.
Robin is expertise.
Does it have a cherry element?
No, it does not.
I may have
gotten the lava fudge then.
Yes. Lava fudge. Mm.
And how did you like it, Diego?
It was too sweet again. I'm not a fan of cake.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not a cake guy. 50-50. Mike, it's 50-50. 50-50.
It's 50-50. Yeah. Some liked, some did not like. Yeah. This
and some
segment
did not like and still ate it.
Where's the chocolate chip one? Did nobody eat the chocolate chip?
Pony
that's the
that
one I would have had. Get it right into
Rob,
the mail.
Rob, why don't you get a maple chocolate chip?
Why don't you take the maple chocolate chip and shove it up your ass?
I can't do anymore. I can't.
Why
do
don't
anymore.
We anally insert the cupcake
okay,
and see if that adjusts his mood?
Start the audio vault.
Yes, it's open.
Right.
It's open.
Send it my
open
way. I'll turn your audio vault.
And Mike, you can relate. I don't like to eat to be watched to be eat. It's just like
what?
I'm not gonna
eat in this car where nobody can see.
I don't want to be an example made of me.
Right. Exactly.
Like, you don't like to be watched when you're practicing your English.
You've always hated it, and you've done it for the good of the show over the years. Like, I remember the Krispy Kremes. You didn't really like that because it was fun for us, but not fun because you couldn't enjoy the food.
I want to enjoy the food.
Right.
Speaking of enjoyment, you know who I enjoy?
Who's that?
Billy Eichner, the guy who does Billy on the Street. That sort of highly energetic man on the street guy. This is sort of a warped angle he did. This was trending yesterday. He went around telling people that Seth Rogen was dead, but Seth Rogen was the guy videotaping the people.
That's
and
funny
so you
right
get
there.
You get sort of a great reaction here that goes in a direction you don't expect. So remember, he tells a woman Seth Rogen is dead when Seth Rogen 18 inches away from her.
Miss, right. Seth Rogen passed away today. Any thoughts?
Seth Rogen passed away?
Yeah. Were you a fan?
Yeah. You serious?
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Oh, my gosh. When?
This morning. I'm not sure the reason why.
Oh, my gosh. My chest is hurting.
What will you remember most about him?
He was funny.
Yeah. Well, I have good news, though.
Yes, what happened?
He's right here! He's alive! It's Seth Rogen!
He made me do this.
So yes. Simple, but it's so funny.
And also, I want you to pay attention to the second lady, because she sounds a lot like your personal assistant, Mike.
Oh, okay. My God!
Isn't that great news?
Thank you for your words.
I love you.
Thank you. I love you.
It's so funny. I cannot wait to go see Neighbors 2.
Thank you so
much. Yeah, I had a small role in it. Miss, hi.
Here's Jennifer.
You're one of the funniest people I have ever seen.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Who do you think's funnier? Be honest. Me or Seth Rogen?
Oh, my God, you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, a million times.
Really?
I don't think he's funny at all.
Oh, well, he's right here, Seth Rogen.
He's really funny.
Oh, my
funny.
God. He's very funny. Yes.
Oh,
I'm,
my
I'm
God.
Not into stoner humor, so.
Oh, okay.
Stoner
well,
humor.
Wouldn't be into Seth Rogen.
See what I mean?
Why am I funnier than Seth?
I love just you. Appeal to me.
Yep.
And it's not the stoner humor.
Right. It's a little smarter than that.
Well, stoner humor.
Excuse me.
Stoner humor. Hey, Jen, how you been?
Hi, I love the audio vault.
Do you love it?
Yeah. Send me one of those cupcakes. Yeah.
Only if you cheer for it.
Yay, rah, rah. Hi, Diego.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
Yeah.
He's a Latin man. Did you know that?
Yeah, do I know that?
I'm a Latin boy.
Now, I know you're tall. Jennifer, how tall are you again? I never can remember.
6'3".
And she'll swallow me up.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
And uncircumcised.
That's right. My neck size is 18 and a half, and so are my calves. Yeah, gotta go. Off with the audio vault. Bye-bye.
Love when she wears those boots.
Just a heads up, I'm in a coma right now.
Oh, yeah, we've seen this before when we made him eat the donuts.
I know.
He'll check out.
Yeah, he will check out completely. But we've got to check out soon because it's the audio vault, the last thing we do on the show.
So it's time for me to play my sounds, Mike.
That's right, sounds.
Chris Berman last night on Monday Night Football, they slipped a little Spanish into his cue card. And I don't think he was expecting it. When he was introducing the game, was it in Mexico City?
Mexico City.
Huge stadium down there.
123,000 fans.
And he wants,
incredible. It's a global game, Oscar.
He wants to say Monday Night Football, which would be Lunes Noche de Football. Yeah. And it just totally stops him in his tracks.
As we get set inside
for Monday Night for Lunos. Noche de football. And hi, everybody.
And Mike,
Chris Berman,
the rest of the crew would not let that go for the rest of the broadcast.
Berman.
They would all work on their own Spanish.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's going on, Berman? Why can't you do that?
You know, Berman is a studio guy. That's what he was born to do.
Yeah.
He loves to be there doing the play-by-play, but, you know, was he doing play-by-play or?
He just does the pregame now.
Pregame.
Yeah.
And the pregame. That's why you don't put him in the booth.
The
you know?
Tunnel from the locker rooms in the stadium in Mexico is roughly a quarter mile, right?
Yeah, there's actually.
Estadio de Mexico.
There is a quarter mile tunnel for the home team, a quarter mile tunnel for the visiting team, and a longer tunnel that goes into Tijuana.
That's right. So they had one of their correspondents walk the tunnel to explain how far they have to walk before they even get to the field.
Right.
And by the time the correspondent got to the end of what is the runway to the field, she is out of breath and panting because you're above sea level, right?
Like 7,000 feet, right?
120,000 fans.
Yeah.
Amazing. Truly amazing.
Let's hear that great moment once again.
As we get set inside for Monday Night for Lunos.
Lunos!
Noche de football. And hi, everybody.
I love it.
Bang, 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 bang.
We did not get to it during the show, and we meant to. Kanye West was brought in for medical observation for his psychological health.
That's right.
He canceled his tour, which is big news because Julia actually bought Robert and her tickets for the Kanye tour as a Christmas gift. So they're going to miss out on seeing Kanye over the holiday.
Probably better for them.
I think it's probably for the best, but still they're upset. But here's Kanye in an interview right before he was taken in for psychological observation, saying that in the future, we're not going to talk.
I think in the future, it's funny that we're talking about this, but I don't think people are going to talk. They're just going to literally communicate through eye contact, body language, emojis, like do whatever without having to use words. The words, it's funny because I've like made a living off of words, and words really get in the way of what you really want to say. What? I mean, thank God for emojis. Like, it's so often that it's like,
can he go away?
You know, just like this sign right
can
here.
Can he really
just goes
go away? Can he,
way,
can,
like,
we, can he really just go away?
Day.
I don't want to hear him. I'm so tired of him. I am so sick of his flapping gums and all the crap that he just
put out another hit, and then we can talk.
Some sick beats. Yeah, put out some sick beats.
We'll get an update tomorrow. Dive into Kanye a little bit and find out about what's going down with him. You know, you can't argue with the fact that he's selling out arenas and behaving like this because it's really bad stuff when somebody's doing that. When people are slapping down their hard-earned money and a guy shows
and he's
up,
got to give it back.
Yeah,
and does three songs. You're putting so many people in
you're churning
jeopardy
on your customers.
Oh, and not only the people, the promoters, the backstage,
everybody,
people, all the people get screwed on that for his ridiculous, unbridled, unchecked ego. We are in the land of unchecked ego nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Not
as
on this
long
show.
As you're famous,
certainly not.
We remind each other.
At all, though,
let us close with this, Mike. Have you ever been to Sweden?
No, I've never had the pleasure.
There is something there, and I did a little research on it this morning. It's called the Flogsta Scream. Now, to read about it online, initially, you will think that it is tradition in Sweden if at night, if you go to your door and scream, people will scream back at you, and that's sort of like a Swedish tradition. This is only partially true. It's a relatively recent phenomenon. It does exist largely in college towns. At 10 p.m. during testing times, like exam times, if you go out and scream, people will scream back at you. This is uniquely Swedish. This is in Stockholm, although it started in a neighborhood called Flogsta. So it's the Flogsta Scream. Check this out.
It's Tuesday in Lapis, Stockholm, Sweden. It's almost 10 p.m. This is what happens when one person starts screaming at night.
So he goes to his window to scream.
So just once, right?
Because it's traveling through the campus.
Yeah, traveling through the campus. I remember having to blow steam off at exam time. I would have loved this.
I would just off.
Ah!
That sugar. Love those crazy Swedes.
And then they all fell in love with their captors.
Hey, Stockholm Syndrome.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Snail mail address. Here it is, 32101 Washington, D.C., 20007. To send a letter of birthday request for our weekly mailbag. Are we doing it tomorrow, the mailbag?
Yes, we got the mailbag tomorrow.
Last one before Thanksgiving. We're going to do it tomorrow. It's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Want to remind you, everybody, about our Amazon page. Please, when you're doing your holiday shopping, it's really, really important as we approach Cyber Monday, and people are going to be doing most of their shopping online this year. We'd love you to do it, too, and not forget the Mike O'Mara Show. Busy, busy, busy. Amazon.com. Everything you need. Doesn't cost you any extra to support the Mike O'Mara Show. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And we appreciate you doing that. And please keep it up. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great time in your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ah! Ciao, ciao.
Good luck, Beluga.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.